Hi. So, little Mako reminded me that I had to or should well, she said that she wanted me to answer my own questionnaire, which is logical because I mean yeah, it's logical. I'm not feeling too kind of motivated to do it because I actually have a big tummy ache right now and which answers the first question, how are you feeling? Pretty under the weather. I have a huge tummy ache and yeah. But all of the people that well, the people that commented really made me smile and yeah. So, second question, how or what do you get angry annoyed by that most people don't get angry annoyed by? A lot of things. I get kind of annoyed when people don't respect other people, and just think that it's okay in certain situations. I don't can't really think of any, but I've had multiple situations where people were disrespectful and just didn't care. And I think that's kind of annoying because humans have emotions, obviously, and we get kind of sad, in a like fast, and when people are disrespectful, it kind of annoys me because that makes other people sad, which is not okay because people should be happy and should talk English, which at the moment I'm unable to do. I'm sorry. What do people get angry annoyed by that you find completely okay? Why? When I wrote down this question, I didn't realize how hard it was to answer it. I just wanted to have like a question that is the opposite of the second question. I actually have to really think hard about that one. I guess when people are overreacting about things that kind of are angry about something that's about things that they can't really change, which is leading up to the fourth question. One shouldn't get angry about things one can't change, which is kind of my motto because, you don't have to get angry about things that you can't change because that's just, it's not okay or it's not good because it's, oh my God, why am I blanking right now? I only can think about the German word right now, which is unnötig. Why can't I say that? Oh God, I've got to Google that right now because I really need that word. It's annoying when you know the word in your mother tongue but don't know it in the language that you are speaking right now. Google, please help me. Please help me. Please help me. English. Unnecessary. Thank you. Why didn't I think of that? It's unnecessary to get angry about things you can't change. Yeah. And that I think is kind of annoying when people get angry about things that are unnecessary to get angry about because it's okay. I mean, sure, it's not okay when they get angry about it, but it's not. It's unnecessary. What makes you smile? What makes you genuinely happy? A lot of things. Especially small things. Like, I'm not a person that needs everything to be extraordinary and big and huge and over the top, I like small things, like small gestures that are meaningful even though they are small, Like, somebody that I haven't talked to a while says hi to me, and says like how are you and stuff, which I think is so sweet because I know that they thought about me and they thought about saying hi. I mean, it takes a thought process to go up to someone and say hi, how are you doing? We haven't talked in a while, That kind of makes me smile. Or maybe small things like when someone remembers something you said, and it kind of shows that they are listening to you, they are actually listening, you know. Like a lot of people, they just say, oh yeah, okay, fine, and then they forget about your conversation like a minute after it happened. But when people actually remember what you're talking about, it's kind of, it's soothing, I guess, because you know that they actually listened and they actually care about what you said. Yeah, that kind of makes me happy. And people I care about, if they make me happy a lot. What was the last thing you laughed your ass off about? Well, because I had, or I have such a big stomach ache, I kind of looked up videos on YouTube to make me laugh and distract me. Yeah, I looked up, like, don't judge me, but I looked up cat videos because cat videos make me laugh a lot, especially when cats do, like, they, which it sounds really mean, but it's so funny. There's this one video where a cat tries to jump from the like shelf to the bed, and halfway the jump it just collapses on the floor. Like it jumps, but it's the bed is too far away, so the cat falls onto the floor, which you can't see. You only can see, I hear like a meow, which is so funny. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much, but yeah, that made me laugh a lot. Which then helped my tummy ache a bit, but then again, it kind of didn't because laughing hurt. Oh, yeah. Is there such thing as true happiness? If yes, when does one achieve it? I asked that question because I was actually curious to know, and kind of like I think you can't really know if you ever reach true happiness. Like you can do everything to be happy and try everything to be happy, but I don't think that there is something as true happiness. It's infinitive, I would say, yeah. Like something you can't reach, but you can try as hard as you can to reach, because that's a good thing. Like, do a lot of things that make you happy. That's a good thing. So I would just do everything or a lot of things that make me happy and try to avoid things that annoy me or make me angry so that I can get further to the goal of reaching true happiness. But I don't think anyone could ever reach true happiness. In one of the answers that I saw in the comments, it actually, there was a really good quote by Bob Ross. Oh yeah, here it is. Gotta have opposites, light and dark, and dark and light in painting. It's like in life, gotta have a little sadness once in a while so you know when the good times come. Which is actually reminds me of a tattoo that I want to get soon. It's an arrow, because you know when you have a bow and an arrow, you have to pull the arrow back so that it flies as far as it can get. So no matter how much you fall back and how sad you are, you always know that you are stretching the bow to be even more happy, you know? You just always have to know that after sadness, there is always happiness. Yeah. Is there such thing as true love? Do you believe in it? I do believe that we have people that we are meant to be with. Yeah. emotions are just chemicals and hormones in our brain that are existent to ensure human reproduction. Do you agree? If not, why? I actually like the sentence, emotions, etc., that I wrote in question 9 is actually from a friend of mine that I talked a lot about this subject. We were, it's a real life friend of mine, and we were drunk, kind of. Well, he was drunk. I wasn't that drunk. I was maybe a little bit tipsy, but he was drunk out of his mind, and he started talking a lot about emotions and love and stuff like that, and that he doesn't believe in it, that he thinks that it's just a reproduction process that, or insurance for reproduction, from biology. Like it's not something that love is, doesn't exist. It's just It's just a chemical, it's just a hormone, you know? And he said that he never thinks that true love can be achieved because you can fall in love with anybody if they are, you know, somebody that you find nice, because it's just natural human way to do that. You know, the chemicals, they just do that in your brain. And it made me think a lot. Personally, I like to think that, you know, humans are humans and we all work differently. So we can't really say that it's a thing. So I think there is, like, I agree with the sentence in a biology way, but, you know, there are a lot of things that even biologists can't and scientists can't explain about the brain. So I think it's definitely something to work on. Like, I do believe it, but I think there's more to it, definitely. Yeah, the 10th question was just to make people smile because I like making people smile. Did GWA help you be happy and joyful? If yes, why? Definitely, most definitely. I found a lot of people that I talk to on a daily basis, and yeah, I think it's wonderful. You guys are so cute and so sweet and so nice, and I have talked to a lot of people, and it's such a cool community. I wish I could be more involved in it, but I have very little time. And yeah, I'm kind of shy. But it's an awesome community. Actually, I wanted to join the GWA, oh God, what is it called? The TeamSpeak thing. But the thing is, I tried to download it, but it doesn't work. Like, every time I want to open it, my computer or my laptop says that I have to download this other thing to open it, and then I try to download this other thing, but then it keeps stopping. Like, there's like a loading bar when it's downloading the thing, and it stops, and then nothing happens. Like, and I tried that several times, and it keeps doing the same thing. And it's so annoying, and I really want to go to the TeamSpeak thing, but I can't, and I don't know what to do. I'm actually going to think about, like, I have an iPad, and I think you can buy it from the Apple Store, TeamSpeak, so I'm thinking about doing that, but I kind of have to figure out how to pay on the Apple Store, because I normally use Play Store, and you can, like, buy the gift cards. I don't know if you can buy gift cards for Apple Store. I need to check that out, but I really want to join the TeamSpeak. I really want to do that because you guys are so cool. And yeah, that was the questionnaire, and I hope I satisfied a few people that thought about what my answers would be and why I chose these questions. And honestly, I was just thinking a lot and was curious what other people think about these questions. And yeah, I hope you are having a very good day. And yeah, smile. It's a good thing to smile. And it's contagious. So smile. Goodbye, everybody.